Yo, what's going on, everyone? And welcome back to the D-Lord NBA podcast presented by CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audio and video content. I am your host, Devin Lloyd, and today is your episode for Friday, October 12th, the final day of preseason. This is it. Tonight is the final night. And then Tuesday, we are here, you guys. Start of the 2018-2019 regular season. So we have some news. It should be a quick episode, relatively quick episode. We do have some news to talk about, some quick hitters. Dirk Nowitzki, it looks like not only is he going to miss the season opener, but he's on pace to miss several games to start the season as he's still rehabbing from his ankle surgery that he had back in April. So it looks like he will still be out multiple weeks. That's what head coach Rick Carlisle said this morning. So that's definitely not the best sign for Dirk, who's more than likely in his final season in the National Basketball Association. Now, still staying with some injuries real quick. Russell Westbrook still has not been cleared to fully participate in practice, which means he may not be ready for opening night. We will see, but that could definitely be a pretty big blow for OKC, who wants to see Russell Westbrook. But we know Dennis Schroeder has been playing fantastic this preseason. So maybe it's not as big of a loss as originally expected if Russell Westbrook is unable to play. Now, a lot of you guys may be tired of hearing about this whole Jimmy Butler, Minnesota Timberwolves saga, but it's a lot going on. Yesterday, they decided to cancel practice. They weren't available to the media, but Jimmy Butler held a players-only meeting, which he did confirm. So he confirmed that they held a players-only meeting. The reason why I want to say that is because some players refuted it. Some players said that it did not happen. But Jimmy Butler himself confirmed that there was, in fact, a players' meeting. And basically, he just wanted to let his teammates know that his issues isn't really with them. It's with management. Now, we know that's also a little bit of BS. We know he has a lot of issues with his teammates. But if you're going to be on the team going into the season, you probably don't want every single person in there hating you. So that definitely makes sense for you to call that players only meeting and say my main issue is with management and not necessarily all of my teammates. But we now have to start asking, because Jimmy Butler is not going to play tonight. Final preseason game, he will not be with the team tonight. So are the Minnesota Timberwolves still trying to trade Jimmy Butler? Now, ESPN, they gave us some insight into exactly what happened between the Miami Heat. Because remember, over the weekend, the Miami Heat got extremely close to landing a deal for Jimmy Butler. So close that teams exchanged medical information. But now we have further insight into exactly what happened. So, basically, the Timberwolves, they were trying to give Gorgui Dieng up to the Miami Heat. The Heat did not want to take on Dieng's contract, which is expected. You're in a team that's already in a pretty bad salary cap situation. You don't want to further dig yourself in the hole by taking on Gorgui Dieng's contract. Yes, he's a decent player. Yes, he can produce. But for the Miami Heat, you don't want to take on that contract. So they finally relinquished that. They weren't going to give him Gorgui Dieng. It was going to be a straight-up deal just for Jimmy Butler. That's all they wanted was Jimmy Butler. So it looked like the Miami Heat were ready to send them Josh Richardson, and Dion Waiters was going to be the cap filler. So he was going to be the guy to make the salary cap match. So Josh Richardson, Dion Waiters, and a protected first round draft pick. Now, still, we do not know what the protections of that first round draft pick were, but it was going to be a protected first round draft pick. After that, they exchanged medicals. And once you exchange medicals, you're basically done with the deal. That is basically saying, hey, this is going to be a done deal. As long as nothing's crazy in these medical reports, he's not injured, which we know he is not. He's ready to play, but it's more of a formality than anything. You have seen situations with Kyrie Irving when all of a sudden the team decides, hey, he may not pass physical. We could void this deal or we could get something else. But typically, once you're getting to that point where you are exchanging medical information about your players, typically that's a done deal. However, it wasn't done because after they exchanged medicals, Tom Thibodeau asked for an additional draft pick. And when he asked for additional draft picks, Pat Riley of the Miami Heat, he wasn't having any of that. And reportedly, he called Tom Thibodeau a mother effer, and then hung up the phone. And that essentially ended trade talks over the weekend, and that's where we were, because the Miami Heat were essentially done. Now, the Miami Heat have talked to them since then, past few days, trying to still get Jimmy Butler, but it looked like they had a deal done, and that would have been the deal. Josh Richardson, Deion Waiters, protect the first-round pick. Tom Thibodeau then asked for more, and when you're already pushing your luck, and a guy who really, like Pat Riley, who's no-nonsense, some people call him a bully in the NBA, but Pat Riley really knows what he wants, and once he gets that deal, and he feels that now you're trying to swindle him or try to get even more after you guys, you know, made a silent agreement. Nobody said anything like this is a done deal. So the Timberwolves were in their full right to decide to ask for more or decide not to take the deal. And so were the Miami Heat. But essentially, you have a gentleman's agreement once you start exchanging your medical information, because teams just don't go around giving medical information of their players to every other team in the NBA. And that's basically what ended that deal. So now fast forward to where we are right now. Jimmy Butler, still a member of the Timberwolves, had that crazy first practice. They canceled the second day. He asked still to be traded by Friday. He even said in his interview with ESPN that things are not better right now. It could appear to be better, but things are not better. So Jimmy Butler still would like to be traded. The Timberwolves, Tom Thibodeau, Scott Layden, they still want Jimmy Butler there unless they get the deal that they want, the deal that they deem fit for them to still be able to compete. Because at the end of the day, that is what the Timberwolves want. That is what Tom Thibodeau, Scott Layden want. They want to compete, and they want to compete this season. I'm one of those believers that don't think if you trade Jimmy Butler, you're competing unless you get one of those crazy deals that you were asking for earlier with the Ben Simmons. You're not competing with a Josh Richardson and Deion Lewis. That's not going to put you all of a sudden in the playoff or in the championship hunt. Maybe the playoff hunt, but I still think regardless, the Timberwolves, they're one of the teams that's going to be competing for that 8th and 7th seed, especially now with the San Antonio Spurs. We'll see what happens since they won't be having DeJounte Murray, how they play this season. But I think the Denver Nuggets, who missed the playoffs last year, are a better team than Minnesota. I think the Lakers now are a better team than Minnesota. So it's definitely going to be tough to make the playoffs regardless of essentially what happens. But Tom Thibodeau, he is still holding out luck, a hope that they can get something done. But all signs right now are pointing that Jimmy Butler will play next week for the season opener. He may not be traded, but he's not going to play tonight. So maybe a last-ditch effort to try to get a trade done. We will see what happens. But like I said, he is not going to be playing tonight. Yesterday, though, we did have a total of 3 games. Really nothing huge, really no huge takeaways from it. The Toronto Raptors, they defeated the New Orleans Pelicans 134-119. Pelicans did have Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis did Anthony Davis things. 36 points, 15 rebounds, 3 assists. Anthony Davis every single night is going to be the best player on the court. I think he's definitely, without a doubt, a top 3 player in the NBA. Definitely has a case to be made that Anthony Davis now could be the number 1 player in the NBA, just doing everything out there for the team. A quick note, Julius Randle came off of the bench. They started Mirotić at the power forward position. So I don't know how they'll handle that moving forward, but Julius Randle still had 20 points. Mirotić had 15 points, hit 3 threes. Anthony Davis, like I said, absolutely dominated the game. Just filled out the stat sheet completely. Like I said, 36 points, 15 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 4 blocks, only 2 turnovers, only 1 foul. Anthony Davis did absolutely everything. We'll see how long he remains a Pelican, because like I said, they still did not win a game in preseason. But it is preseason. He gets a fresh slate next week. Things start back over. But the Pelicans just simply don't look like they're a very good team. And if they come out to a very slow start, Anthony Davis said in his interview with Rachel Nichols, he just wants to win. That's the most important thing to him. It's going to be hard to win in New Orleans with what you have around you. And if we see it, you know Anthony Davis sees it and he feels it, and he may be requesting a trade soon. Pascal Siakam led the way for the Toronto Raptors with 21 points and 11 rebounds. Also contributed 6 assists as well. And the next game, absolute blowout from the first quarter, it was essentially a no contest. The Utah Jazz defeated the Sacramento Kings 132-93. At the end of the first quarter, the score was 39-10. Yes, the score was 39-10 at the end of the first quarter. So essentially, really wasn't a competition at all. Utah, a very, very good team. Upper echelon in that Western Conference teams, and people don't give Utah enough credit. They are a team that once again is going to be there come playoff time, maybe even make it to the second round of the playoffs. They are even better than they were last season. They were a good team last season. I like the additions they have. I think Grayson Allen is going to be a very, very nice upgrade. Grayson Allen is going to be able to come off of the bench, and he's going to be able to shoot, and he's going to average, I'm going to say, between 12 and 15 points a game this season. I think Grayson Allen is definitely that type of rookie, but he's going to be able to do things like that. He's a little bit more experienced with his time in Duke. He's not one of those one-and-done type of guys, but Grayson Allen, definitely a good fit for this team. Donovan Mitchell, he's still going to do good. I mean, just the whole entire Utah Jazz team, to me, is a very, very underrated group, and they're going to have a pretty good season. And then Maccabi played the L.A. Clippers. L.A. ended up winning 124-76. Once again, playing lower-level competition. But the Clippers, they did finish preseason undefeated. They look good as well. I think they're going to be a team that does compete in that back end of the Western Conference to try to get one of those higher seeds in terms of 7-6. I think that's going to be where the L.A. Clippers are competing for. I do think people aren't really talking about them as much either. But I think they're going to be very, very solid. I'm still high on Gilgeous Alexander. He had a couple of off games, but him going to Kentucky, me watching every single game that he played in college, Gilgeous Alexander is going to improve. He's going to definitely be out there day in, day out, trying to get better, figuring out how to get his game to work best within the system that he's playing with under Doc Rivers. Last night, he only played 16 minutes. He has 7.7 assists. And 3 rebounds. Gilgeous Alexander, I think, is the best point guard in the draft. And that does include, of course, Trae Young. I think Gilgeous Alexander, long-term, work ethic, everything he's going to be able to put together with his game, I think he's going to be one of the best guys out of here. Now, he doesn't have the best jump shot yet. I do think he can become a good, decent shooter. I don't never think he's going to be a Trae Young or he's never going to be a Steph, but he'll definitely be somebody who can knock down the open shot. But with his size, with his intangibles, with him able to see the floor, with him able to play defense in that motor, I still think he'll be the best point guard in the class long term. We're looking at this 10 years from now, seeing who had a better career. Gallinari, he had 12 points. The starters really only played about a quarter, a little bit in a quarter number two, but really didn't play much. They played just about every single play. The only guys who did not play was Malik Scott and Luke Mbah-Mute, only players that did not play for the L.A. Clippers. Tonight is the final night of preseason, and we have a ton of games to go over. We're going to start things off with the San Antonio Spurs taking on the Orlando Magic at 7 o'clock. We have the Long Lions taking on the Washington Wizards, who have been looking a lot better as well. No Dwight Howard. We don't know exactly how long or how serious that back injury is. So we don't know exactly where Dwight Howard is in recovery right now in his rehab. But the Wizards, they look like a team that's definitely trying to win now. Look like the chemistry could have been fixed a little bit this offseason. Still at 7 o'clock, you have the Charlotte Hornets taking on the Dallas Mavericks. Then you have the Detroit Pistons against the Cleveland Cavaliers at 7:30. You have the Brooklyn Nets taking on the New York Knicks. At 8 o'clock, the Atlanta Hawks taking on the Miami Heat. You have the Denver Nuggets taking on the Chicago Bulls. On NBA TV at 8 o'clock, you have the Houston Rockets taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. And then at 8:30, the Minnesota Timberwolves taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. And then at 10 o'clock, you have the Sacramento Kings against the Portland Trail Blazers. Then your final game of preseason on ESPN2 at 10:30 Eastern. The Los Angeles Lakers taking on the Golden State Warriors once again. The Lakers did win in the first meeting. This is definitely a dress rehearsal. But the most important thing for all these teams playing tonight, besides some of the guys really trying to get that final roster spot, but for the majority of people playing today, you just want to come out injury free. Really just don't want to get injured at all because you want to make sure you go into the season as healthy as possible. Of course, tip-off is Tuesday. It's when we finally get our first NBA action. You're going to have the 76ers and the Boston Celtics, OKC Thunder, and the Warriors. And then your regular games, where just about every team starts playing, is either going to be Wednesday or that following Thursday. But preseason is over. A lot of games this tonight. No games over the weekend. I'll be back on Monday to be able to report any news that happened over the weekend. Is Jimmy Butler still going to be on the Timberwolves or not? And then, of course, how I feel every team is going to play at the beginning of the season after watching all of them play during preseason. Who is the guys who stood out the most? Who's the guys that disappointed the most? I'll break all that down on Monday's episode. That is all I have for today. I told you, quick episode. But if you do want to stay connected, please follow me on Twitter at DLloydTV. That is DLLOYDTV. And if you want to stay up to date with all the latest transactions, news, and rumors around the National Basketball Association, go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That is DLloydNBA. We're trying to hit 30,000 subscribers, so every subscription definitely counts. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I will see you all on Monday. Peace.